Hello.
Hiya, listen, I've got to this house and the housing inspector's there. The place is an absolute shambles. They're saying I've not got any repairs done. It's old-fashioned stuff that's in it, and they say I'm not allowed to put anything in, or they're not liable to do anything. It's my responsibility.
You say they want it then. Call their bluff then. I can't bring a family into a house like this. Just tell them straight.
I know, but I can't be horrible to them. He's been horrible to me.
You're not being horrible to them. You're using your option. Just say to them, I've got a young family and I can't bring them into this. Nae banister bail, nae this, nae that, nae that.
Well, I just put you onto the guy because he's been horrible to me, Dad.
He's being horrible to you. Hey, put him on.
Who's this guy? Hello.
Hello, she's telling me that you're not prepared to do any repairs or any...
Sorry, who are you?
I'm a father.
Right. Are you going to be living in the house, sir? Because I haven't got your name down here.
No, I'm not going to be living in the house, but my grandchildren are going to be living in that house.
Okay, well, keep them under control, everything will be fine.
It's not a matter of keeping them under control. She's telling me the place is an absolute disaster.
The place is not a disaster, sir. It's fine for the last family, I know.
When's the last time it was repaired or brought up to date?
Did some updates for the year of culture?
No, son, if she says that's not acceptable, it's not acceptable, I'm sorry.
Well, look, what do you want me to do? You know, I mean, I'm not a painter and decorator. I'm a housing officer.
If you've not got it in your ability to do anything for her, can you not put her on to your supervisor or somebody?
My supervisor's here, right? I'll put you on her. Don't tell him I said anything of this.
Hello?
My daughter phoned me there to say that house is a disaster and it's needing a lot of work done yet.
Uh-huh.
I asked the housing boy there if he could do anything to upgrade the place a wee bit, and he says no.
The thing is, sir, you get what you pay for these days.
This isn't sounding right at all. I'm going to just make an appointment to come and see my lover, right? Because I'm absolutely no happy with any answers I'm getting.
I don't like the cut of your jib, you know? I don't like your attitude.
I don't really care what you like, son. I'm born in this area, son. My father was born in East Kilbride. My father's father was born in East Kilbride. We move into this area.
They've just moved in recently. That's the last thing. I don't know where she's come from, but she's not for these parts. I know these parts.
She does come for these parts, son.
Ah, she doesn't.
She's born and bred East Kilbride. I'm born 3 generations of East Kilbride.
Oh, my family are 4 generations, son. Your face.
Well, I must know you then. I'll be getting your name anyway because I say I'm going to make an appointment with the housing officer. I'm not happy at all.
My supervisor saw that this house was in pristine condition when we came here yesterday. Now it's a mess.
And this place is a tip.
Your phone's not even working, Dafty.
You called me Dafty.
Who called you Dafty?
You.
No, your phone was cracking up. You never heard me, right?
You're a Dafty.
You're a Dafty. Oh, he's hung up again!
Hello.
Hello.
The girl again?
Yes. Why are you treating...
I'm not treating Emily like anything, my love. That guy just called me a Dafty. Now, is that part of your job to go calling people Dafties because they're asking questions of you?
You sound like a Dafty.
Right, okay, bye.
He's gone again! No!
Hello?
Hello, Margaret. Is Keith with you?
He's not here tonight. Who's speaking?
He's not here just now. Oh, it's George Bowie here from Radio Clyde. I'm trying to get a hold of him. Do you know Make Your Dad Mad on Radio Clyde? Anne-Marie's got Keith on it.
Right.
He's going to come into the house. Don't tell him. Just say, that's for you and give him the phone.
Well, wait a minute.
Tell him it's the council on the phone and hand him your phone and we'll see what he says.
Right, here, there's somebody needing to talk to you.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Watson.
Yes.
Yes, hello, sir. It's Councillor Ramsay Bolton here. I believe there's been an incident with one of our housing inspectors.
Sorry, what's your name again?
Ramsay Bolton.
My daughter phoned to say that she'd been offered the house.
Yeah.
But when she went to see it, it was unacceptable by the state it was in.
I believe your daughter vandalised the house, sir. Is that right?
No, that's not it at all. That's absolute nonsense and rubbish.
And the housing inspector, I believe, called you a dafty, sir.
I know who this is.
It's George Bowie. You're live on Make Your Dad Mad.
I'll buy you a pint on Saturday.